Afnun Chesna Midrabonin, that Midrabonin, though we're afraid, we said that she is Tom, even though she didn't feel the dam. That's why Ksomim is only Midrabonin. Rashi learns that Midrabonin is Dilma Agisha Vlavadaiti. Rashi else know that it is that really you need Hagosha. And even Midrabonin is not the pshat that we say even without Hagosha she's Tomei. But we say that Midrabonin Dilma Agisha Vlavadaiti, maybe really she felt it and she didn't realize it. That's why Shmuel would agree that Ksomim is Tomim with Rabbonim. Now, Ravashi says like this. Ravashi Yoma that Shmuel who the Yoma Krem Nechemya. That Rav Shmuel holds the Krem Nechemya Shita. The Tanan would end like this. Rabbi Nechemya Oimer, Kol Dover Sheinu Makabel Tumor, Einu Makabel Ksomim. The anything that's not Makabel Tumor does not have a Tumor of Ksomim either. So that's why before when Shmuel said, Botka Karka Oilom, she checked out the ground before she sat down there. And then she sat down, even though after when she got up, she saw there's dam there. So we know for sure the dam came out from her. Still, Shmuel before said she's Torah. So according to Rav Ashi's Torah, says she's Torah even Midrabonin. Why? Because the Maisa HaGoshi she did not have. I Midrabonin should be a Tumas Ksomim. So no, Shmuel holds like Nechemya that this Tumas Ksomim is only if the Begit, what it goes on, could become Tomei. It's like Agav, we Matam the Begit, we Matam her also. But if the Dam came down on the ground, on the Karka is not a Bar, Kabuli, Kabuli Tumu, so therefore there's no Xeris Ksomim on the Isha. Rashi Yom, a time of the Shmuel, the Yom, the Yom, the Karka, Olam, Lav Nishur Magosha, not because you need Hagosha. El Krab Nechem Yisrael, the Yom, the Yisrael, the Yom, the Yisrael, 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 the Rashi learns this now, that Rashi is saying, according to Shmuel, you don't need Hagosha altogether. That's not the Pshan Shmuel. And if not, Midiraisa, she's told me, if she sees the dam coming out of her, even without Hagosha. I, why is some money Midirabonin then? Rashi doesn't explain why. But who you have to say then, the Pshat is that Midiraisa, she's only told me if she has the idea brura, like she has to like see the dam coming out of her. But if she does not know the dam came out, just she finds it out later, then it's not Tomei Midiraisa, it's only Midirabonin. And the Xavier of Ksomim was only said on a Dover, on a Kabul Tumor, but not on Kark Oilam, something that's not Makabul Tumor. This is Rashi's Pshat. However, Tari said, not like that, and we hold that the Pshat from the first Teresh Gemara was that Midirabonin, there's a Tumor Ksomim, means even though we know for sure she was not Margus, she did not feel the dam coming out, even though she's Tari Midiraisa, but I call for Midirabonin, though she's Tomei. We owe the Midrabonin, she's told me, even though she does not feel the dam coming out, that's what is exerus of summon. And even according to second Rav Ashi is just saying, then Shmuel's case with the Kestam came out on Karkoilom, there also it's on there she's terrible agar, even Midrabonin, because exerus of summon was only set upon something that has a Kabbalah Summa. But could all be the same shot that Midi writes to the reason why she's terrible is because you need Hagosha. Without Hagosha, there's no Tumma Midi Raisa. Just Midrabonin, though, Yitomei, even though she did not feel the dam coming out, I'll stick there with Ksomim, but that's only if it falls upon something that's a bar, Kabule Tumor. I tell you, it says that it's not, it's any begin to say if the Degah that it comes on, or the Kark Oilamir, cannot be Tomei, it's any begin to say that she should be, Tomei. Therefore, since the Degah is Tor, we say she's also Tor. That word says, Bishleim L'Ravashi, it's good according to Ravashi. Hainu Dukoma Karka. That's why Shmuel said the case is that she found a kesem on Karka on the ground. That's why she's Torah even with Rabbanan, because it's not Mekabel Tumma. Elul Rabbi Yimir, according to Rabbi Yimir, that he said that Shmuel's only talking about Midiraisa. But Midirabbanan, though, Shmuel agrees she's telling me Mishum Adin Kesem, is so Ma'ira Karka. What do we have to say the case is that she was sitting on the ground? Afilu Gleimanam, it could have said the same case with clothing. I should have said that she checked her underwear before she put it on, and then she puts on her underwear, and then right away she took it off and found dam on it. It would be the same aloha that Midiraisa should be to her, and she's only telling Midirabonin. According to Rabbi Yirmiyah, Shmuel's only talking about Midiraisa. So why did Shmuel have to say the case is Bekak Oilam? He could have said the case is Beglimer also. Samora says, Enechnami, but I'll tell you, Loimi Boy Komar, that Shmuel wants to teach us a Chiddush, and he said like this. Loi mi boy glima, not only in the case you found the dam the kesem on clothing, the loi mivdak shop, you can't check it out so well. So therefore, we do not know for sure if it came out right now. The Ikalim, we could say maybe Mialmos, like maybe the spot was there before she checked it out. And even though she put it on and took it off and found dam, maybe that dam was there from before. So that's why we say that she's Torah Midiraisa. Elo afilo karka. But she must have finished even by karka. The Nivdek Shap, he could check it out very well. The Ikalim, here I could say Migufa, so maybe this dam did come Migufa. This dam came out from her body, and therefore maybe I should say she should be Tumeya Midiraisa. Is Tor, that's the Chiddush, know that Shmuel holds that she's Tor. And what's the reason why she's Tor Midiraisa? Because Midiraisa, we say, dam has to come out with Tagosha, she has to feel it. Again, we spoke out, there are three types of feelings. Either one Shita holds that Nizdaza Gufa, body like shakes, or else she feels the opening of the Pesach of the womb, she feels the opening of the Makor and the dam is coming out from there, or else the most Chumatik Shita is, it's just Zivas Dovalach, she feels some wetness leaving her makor. But again, feeling wetness, Achranim said, does not mean all the way outside her body, where it just drips out of her body. Because there, a lot of times they feel other things dripping out there. Ladaf Gadam could be other junk that just drips out from over there. So they mean that it has to feel dripping out from inside her. And we spoke out that as manas they really Nashim don't feel too much today, so really they do not feel the Hagosha. But even though they do not feel when the dam comes out, still the Maisa, we say that when she has a regular period and the dam comes out, Avada, we say she's Tami Midiraisa. Because even though she does not feel the dam itself, but we say that really, really there is a feeling there. Just she can't feel it like Lavadaita. So therefore, when the real flow comes, Avada, she's Tami Midiraisa. But when it's not a real flow, she only finds a Ksamim on her clothing, then we'll take a Ksamim to say the Midiraisa. If she's Tor, because the dam did not come out by Gosha, and therefore it's only Tamim Midrabbana, and in Midrabbana we have all these coolers we'll learn about, like summon. Now the Mishnah says, Al Okfa V'Yarosh Godot Tmei, if she finds the dam on a heel, or else she finds the dam on a toe, so we say she's Tmei. So that is, Bishleim Okfa, it's very good, the heel, over the Nogabir Samokim, sometimes she like, picks up her foot, and the heel could touch her Mokim Erva. So it's possible the dam came out of her and went onto the heel. El l'roish gerdla, but the fat toe, the chur my time, why do we say that dam came from her makor, the chur the toe does not touch her makam erva. So if you tell me, maybe you tell me like this, zimnin de noga bi akva, that sometimes like this, really the dam came down on one heel. But then when she was walking, the other toe bumped into the heel and the dam came off the toe and went off the heel and came onto the toe. Maybe that's why we say she's Tumeya, if she finds dam on her toe. So what's the question? Is that true? Do we say like this? Do we change around Tumeya from place to place? For your tiny, we learn like this. Let's say she has a wound on her tzavor, on her neck. That's possible the dam could fall off from her neck and come down on the front of her and land on her underwear. So therefore, Taylor will say, even though she finds dam on a begodim, we will not say the dam came from her mokum, from her tumor, but rather the dam came from her neck and she's torn. What's going to be our safe? Let's say she has a wound on her shoulders, in the back of her shoulders, let's say, sheni yocha litlois, that even the dam drips down over there would not drip down in the front by the mokum erva. Then we say in the Torah, we cannot be told to say that that dam that you find in the underwear came from the marker on the shoulders and therefore should be Tumeya. The question is why, and it says if Yein Emra, I do not say that Shem or Biyod are not lost, and maybe the Pshat is really this dam on the clothing came from her shoulders. How is it that maybe she touched her shoulders with her hand, and then her hand had a spot of blood on it, and then with her hand she touched her underwear? That we do not say. So you see, we're not machlut tumah machlut mokum. We did not say maybe the tumah left the mokum of the like through a hand. The tumah traveled from the shoulders down to the begotten. We do not say it. So also, we should not be saying that the dam traveled from the oitzer mokum down to the heel, and then the toe, the other toe, hit the heel. We do not say that. You have to say the dam comes straight onto the toe. The question is, how does the dam come straight onto the toe? So the answer is, Ela Shani Rosh Godla, I tell you, her toe is different. The tip of the toe is different. That the Bahadi the Posa, when she's walking, Ovid the Misrami, that it could be the toe comes underneath the makam haturfa, the toe comes underneath the makam of the erva. And therefore the dam, when it can't drift out of her, went straight onto the tip of the toe. So that's why we totally, that's why we say she's tummy. So it's not that we have to say that the toe itself touches the makam erva, because when she's walking, the toe is underneath her legs. So therefore the toe goes under the spot where the dam could fall down on. That's why we say she's tameya. Now the Gemara asks the question, but is it true, or we just got finished saying though, that v'loy mechaz kin tumim v'mokum v'mokum, is it true what you're saying, they were not machzir tumah from one place to another place? The Yatani would learn like this, nimtzas ha'kishri etch b'yosef. Let's say she finds dam on her finger joints. She finds some dam, so tameya. We say that she's tummy. We say that dam came out from her makor. Why? Because the hands are active, they move around. So now my time, what's the reason? Love isn't it Mishum Darminu, we say, Botko Bechad Yodo, V'nogach Bidach Yodo. So we assume that she examined herself like with one hand, then she touched it with the other. That's how the hand that Dan got on the Kishret Spesav, on the finger joints. So who you see, you are Machzik Dami Mokam Mokam. So more says, let us not the Pshat. Shani Yod, the hands are different, to Kulli Avida Dinaga, that the hands moved around, therefore any part of the hand, it really could come in direct contact with the place where the dam comes out. So if when you find dam on the hands, she's Tameya, because hands are Zaskoni, they move around very active. Therefore the hand itself came to that mokum where the dam could fall on. But if the hands would be a place where dam cannot fall on, we would not say that dam fell someplace else, and when she touched her with hands, we would not be master to mimokam lamokam. But it says in the Mishnah al Shuka, if the dam she finds on her thighs, the yal parsaisel, or else she finds it on her feet, so mibifnim, on the inside, that's near the mokam, the dam would drip down from a mokam air, if it would touch the air, she's tameya. But on the outside, then we say she's tameya. The question is, mibifnim ad heichem, from the inner side of her feet or her thigh, how much is called the inner side? Samidver Rabbi Yannai, the name of Rabbi Yannai, ad mokum chavak, until the place called chavak. So exactly what the chavak is, a different shot in the Womshat, he says, is that when the 2 feet like touch together, so the meat, the part that touches together, that's called, up until there, is called the panim. Like the front of your 2 feet, they don't touch together so much. If you go inside an inch or two inside already, that's when it starts to touch. So that mokum, that place where the 2 feet touch one another, you put them together, that's called already bifnim. That's called ad mokum chavak. So if the dam is found in front of that mokum, she's tameya. In back or inside that mokum, then she's tera. But the question is, Iboilu, have a question like this. Mokum chavak, the mokum where the 2 pieces come together, that mokum where they first touch, kilifnim, is that called like the pnim inside, they say she's like a tameya on that mokum? Oikulachutzel, that mokum called like the outside, that she's Torah. That's true, from that mokum it starts touching inwards, avad, she's Torah. But that mokum itself, what's the locha? So Torah Shema coming here, the Tony Rav Ketini, finish like this, ad mokum chavak, up until the mokum chavak, she's tamei, and the chavak at mekulifnim, the mokum the chavak also should be tamei. It's also called kipnim, that's also called the mokum where the dam could reach, coming out from a mokum erevam. So that's also b'chlal the sofa that we say she's tameya. But anyway, inside that more, that's called already the machitzain, that then should be tohor. Rav Chiya b'red Rav Avi masna labed, he learned this halacha clearly. And Amri de Rav Yani, the Yani said like this, ad mokum chavak, that what's called mevifnim, up until the mokum where the 2 pieces come together, the chavak atzma, the mokum, the first mokum where they touch, is also considered kalifnim, it's also called kalifnim dami, that shataka be tamei if the dam comes in that place. Boy Rav Yimir, Yimir is a shah like this. What's going to be kishir maho? Let's say she finds dam on her flesh, but kishir midrash says ritzua b'igol kitzamin. She finds like a round, a spot of blood there, a line of blood, but it's round. Like a circle of blood she finds. So that the blood stain like had a shape of a ring on the flesh, what's going to be? Or else, kishur mal. let's say it has a straight line of drops, it's kashura, it's a straight line, or else tipim mao, little drops won't be the lacha. In other words, when she finds little drops of blood on her flesh, do we say this dam came from the makor and it came out, or no? Or do we say came miyalma? Rashi says mimisav kine madam anida eloi. Rashi says kuritzua means l'orech hayerech, along the length of the yerech. Da'ina urcha gishnof of the shayes of nasa kuritzua. So what's the law if she finds dam this way? Is she tummy or not? Or else the Gemara says l'reichet yureichamau. What can she find the dam along the width of a thigh, not the length of a thigh, but she finds it across the width of a thigh? What's going to be the locha there? Do we say that dam came from the mokka or it came from someplace else? So Mor says Tashema coming here. It says like this: Al b'sor of the dam, the front on the flesh, sofik tome, sofik tor. It says the Mishnah we have a sofik whether that dam came from the mokka or from a body or from someplace else. So then is tome. We say she's tummy. So the question is, al b'sorah mai. What does it mean to say you found dam on the flesh? Lav doesn't mean to say ki hai gavnas. All these cases, not any time we find dam on the flesh, even though there are different types of shapes, still when I said we say she's tummy. So Mar says, lo, it could be no. Duma may be diyavit kiritsua. Maybe came out normally. Rashi's kiritsua means lo'erech hayerech, along the length of the yerech, the thigh, a straight line of blood. That's the normal case. That's when she's tummy. But any other case, maybe she'll be torah, so we don't know. Duma Mar says the yavit kiritsua. So if we have no proof. Having Mar says that he used to say there was a lady, tishtakech lo doma b'mashtisa. She found dam on a mashtisa. She was weaving a cloth like, and on the cloth, on the string going up and down, on that string she found some dam. So they want to know if that dam, she has to be afraid maybe to the dam neither or not. So the case was, also came to the door in front of Rav Yanai. Omalo, he said to her, Tezel v'teisi, let me see how you weave. Go weave over again now, and let me see if this part of the cloth came in between your legs, came near the Mokum Erva, then I'll sell you to Meir, and if not, I'll sell you to her. So that's what it is. He checked it out. For the Gemara, is that true? But Tanya, we learned, ain't shayna b'tayris, if you have a suffix, whether you tell me or not, we do not say to do it over again to check you out. We know, we go to Chumra to say, no, we can't check you out. And we say, no, you have to be tummy. So I come here, he said to check it out, do it over again. He answered like this, ki amrina, when do I say this klal? Of ain't shayna, we don't check it over again, that's lakula. That's when Menastam would say you're tummy. If just if you check it over again to see if you didn't touch, there was a shal over there, whether you touched the sheretz or not. So Menastam, we say you did. Just if you check it over again, did not check and did not touch it, then we did not say it lakula. Avaluchum Rishonav, over here it's just the opposite. Menastam would say your dam neither did not fall upon this clothing. You're not wearing it. So Menastam would say your Torah. Just if you do it over again and we see that this cloth comes near the Mokum Erva, then it'll make you tomei. Then we do say shayna to try it over again. Then the Mishnah says, what's going to be Hosha Pashtosai? Let's see, she was taken off her dress and she covered herself with it at night time. Then any place she finds the dam, she's tummy. Tani, we learned, Omer Reb Lozer Reb Yosi, Dov is there, this halacha, her race here, be I taught him, Yeromi Lisa, that it was also, like we said, Na Mishnah. When I came to Chom and by Dorim, Omrili, they said to me, Yofa Reisa, I take a pask in the right way, like it says in our Mishnah, that if she takes off her clothing and covers herself at night time, then she finds a spot of dam on it, then Nechama, she's Tameya. Any place she finds it. Turn around like this. What's going to be Arucha? Let's say a long lady. Shalom Shechaluka Shakso. She put on her friend's dress, and her friend is a short lady. It goes the opposite way. Ukitsara, the lady is very short. Shalom Shachaluka Shalaruka, she put on a dress of a friend that's very long. And now they find the spot of dam on it, and they don't know from which lady the dam came from. Se'im magia kineged beis ha'torfa shalaruka. Let's say when the long lady, when she put on the short lady's dress, so if that dress is long enough that reaches down to a mokum erev at least, so then we say it's a good suffix from which one of these two ladies the dam came from. They did not check out the clothing in between, so the suffix from which one it came from. Therefore, the lochur is shteim tmeyos. Both of them is Tomei min HaTzofik, because there's Vadei Damei, one of them for sure is Tomei. We don't know which one to say yes, which one to say no. Therefore, they're both Tomei. The Yim Lav, let's say though, when the tall one puts on the dress, it's so short that it does not even reach down to a Mokum Erev, it's only like an apron on top. If so, then Arucha Torah, then for sure this tall one is tall, the Dam did not come from her, because the Dam came from her, cannot reach the top of the Begit. It would not reach to the where the Begit ends. The Begit ends on the top of her. Uksara Tanei, and then only the short lady, she's Tanei. Tani, the learn like this, another Breisa. Botka Chaluk, let's say one Isha wore her under, wore her dress, and she took it off and she checked it, and she saw there's no Dam on it. Now she lent her dress to a friend, and then when the friend takes off the dress, she finds a dam on it. So Lachar is he to her where the first one is tall, because she checked out the dress after she took it off, so she knows for sure the dam is not from her, and the chaverta toilabo. But and the second one, the chaverta, she could also be taller. She has a right to say that maybe the dam came from the first one. That said, I don't trust you that you checked it out. So Amrashesh says, Ulinyan Dina Tanan, this is only a law for the greater din, does the second one have to wash the dress or not? Like she took a clean dress and now she's giving it back dirty. Does she have to wash the dress or not? So in this the second one has a right to say, I don't believe you to say that you checked it out before you gave it to me. Therefore the second one does not have a chiyuv to wash the baggage, you can give it back. Avo brought Linya Tumma, Nageya to say which one is Tamei. He Torah v'chabrata tzumei enechanami. The first one taka is Torah, only the second one is Tamei. Because the Manashach, the second one is Tamei anyway. Even when it's sad, like we do not believe the first one, so then both of them are the cloud the Suffolk. So therefore the second one is Tamei for sure. Now the first one, she tells us that she checked it out. So therefore Nageya to Hodin Tumor, we believe her. So therefore the first one remains Torah, and only the second one is Tamei. That's Nageyat Ilkos Tumas Nida. But Nageyat of the Chiyav to wash the Beged, the second one has a right to say, I don't trust you, what you said, you checked it out, and therefore the second one does not have a Chiyav to wash the Beged.